So around about the end of the year, I was thinking to myself, man, I haven't got to do a lot of gaming. And I actually sort of made I don't know that I want to call it a resolution. I don't really like resolutions like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna stop doing this. People forget that like yearly resolutions or whatever can be like good things. I'm gonna go to more concerts. I'm gonna read more books. I'm gonna play more games, which is what I decided I wanted to do. I wanted to be playing more. Be careful what you wish for. That's what I'm going to say there, because I don't know if anybody who's watching this watches any of the other games that I do, but things have picked up quite a bit in my gaming, and mostly, to be fair, it's all gaming with my kids, but not exactly. So started up a mass game with my two youngest kids that are here, and then my oldest decided while she was home for over the holidays and stuff like that, she really wanted to get a game going with her friends that were at college and her friend from high school. So started up a mass game there. So we've got, two college kids from Colorado and like four college kids. That's a lot of players for a mass game in general, but four from up in Canada and two down here and me running it. So two different mass games going and some other stuff that I've got going here. I'm looking at some other solo stuff and off and on playing Blades in the Dark. So again, awesome, great, love that, lots of game stuff, but again, be careful what you wish for, because then this thing, which I got started, rolling up again, ends up being a month goes by before I get back to it. So but I do want to get back to it. Let's get in here and stuff like that. I feel like I'm actually fairly close to something that might be considered sort of a, I don't know, conclusion, but at least a next step in all of this craziness. But man, it's hard to say. It really is kind of hard to say. So when we last left Earl and the crew of the Zebulon Harding, and they were just about to exit the system formerly housing the Meridian Station, which is now gone. I was going to say it's a pile of scrap, but it's not actually a pile of scrap. It got sucked into some kind of like weird little wormhole, miniature black hole, whatever, and trailing behind the Zebulon Harding, a flight, if not a fleet, of ships, the Iron Wolves, the Iron Sworn, following Lang, the Iron Sworn Lang, that Earl managed to get on his side to come and help assault the Meridian Station, and a bit of a shouting match back and forth with Officer Adelhard, who's the security head of security slash head of the military arm or whatever for the for Meridian as a company. A lot of suspicion there that he's maybe the third one of the people that was sort of influenced, let's say, by the Doulahan, by the Nephilim, the whatever, the things from beyond space and time that want back in, that have been locked out of the forge functionally. So he's on our tail, and we are exiting the system with the Wisps, trying to get back to, well, get someplace safe, get back to, and initially, at least, what we're planning on heading towards is LaGrange, which is where we left everything with us about to take the route back to LaGrange. So, going to jump in, going to get this thing going, and see what we're gonna do here, and figure out what's going on. So, for this, we're going to. This is a well-known route. This is a well-trodden route. We don't have to. It's not necessarily safe, but it's not something where every single jump is a whole new thing here. So we're gonna go to our moves, get down to our exploration moves. In this case, we are not undertaking an expedition. We are setting a course, following a known route through perilous space across hazardous terrain. To be fair, perilous space, but it is at least a known route. So for this, we are rolling our supply and don't have any modifiers for this. So we are going to just submit and see what we get. Feels like that should rhyme. Alrighty. Well, all right. We got a strong hit right off the bat. I love that for a beginning for us. 5 and a 3 against my modified 6. I love that. Okay. All right. So let's take a look back at the move real quick. Heading out across perilous space on a strong hit. You reach your destination and the situation there favors you. Take +1 momentum. Love that. Gonna move that up there. And so this setting a course here, takes us from the route from the Meridian Station, past the Glimmer of Hope system, which is Last Hope and Glimmer, and then a hard right turn back to LaGrange, which will just set the ship off to the side here as we come in to LaGrange Station, which is, let's just get this guy over here. as we're coming back over towards LaGrange Station. So a very, really almost, I'm going to say, uneventful, anticlimactic, if only they couldn't all be anticlimactic, kind of maneuver there. And bringing Lang along with us with all of this. So we find ourselves back in LaGrange Station. Really, we don't have to show the travel because it was sort of the end of an episode. Next episode, we see us coming out of the Eidolon jump into space, panning past, and we see LaGrange Station, which is remarkably intact, even though we've been gone for a while, which is really not what you're really expecting most of the time with most of the stuff that Earl tends to leave in his wake. But they are actually here, and we are basically showing us immediately hailing the station. LaGrange Station, home to the First Covenant faction, decentralized guild of historians, mystic spies, exclusively live off planet and spaceborne homes and stations. They'll visit planets, but they never stay. Respectful to groups like the Ancient Ironsworn, antagonistic to corporations like Meridian. Owe a debt to Jeffries Vega, but that's kind of strained right now. And coming back in here for this. So we get the ship docking, conversations, probably Earl, Fidget, Arnav on the bridge. Everybody being a little bit tense. Probably there's been a little bit of, I don't know if there's necessarily been sniping between Arnav and Fidget, but there's definitely been a lot of tension, a little bit on Arnav's part, because he hasn't been himself. He quite literally wasn't himself for a period of time here, and he's left, and now he needs to come back to this group and, you know, make amends. So, well, not make amends, just explain the situation. So it's all right. We'll get it worked out. I know. I'm aware. It's just, you know, a little awkward. Well, yeah, we've all been through a few strange things in the last little while. I think we're entitled a little bit of understanding. Hopefully they'll see things the same way. How are they going to be about all the, and I'm saying this to Fidget, how are they going to be about all the wisps and everything? Are they going to be all right? I don't need religious fanatics to suddenly decide that we aren't holy enough to be caring. No, it's not like that. Well, you say it's not like that. Well, no, it's they should be fine. All right. So pulling into here, and I think as we're going aboard, really focusing on Arnav coming aboard with Earl and Fidget, and we're greeted this time rather than being greeted by guns and security folks, being greeted by our LaGrange Station Administrator, Daniel Hayde. And I think when we come out here, we're in like a passageway where there's like, this would never happen in a regular station, but there's like viewports kind of thing where you can see out along the thing, and we're seeing the fleet, small fleet, but a fleet of the Ironsworn. As we're he's not waiting, but as we're walking, he goes, you know, please come with us. We need to talk someplace in private. And he, you know, nod. As we're walking along, he kind of looks out that way. Are they going to be coming aboard? And I said, well, it all kind of depends on a few things here. We need to talk a bit more. And then I can probably convince their commander to come in. Say, who are they? Are you familiar with the old Ironsworn? Your Ironsworn? No, the original, the old, the Iron Wolves. That's the Iron Wolves? I didn't think they still existed. Well, they've been living, let's just say it's complicated. Anyway, so getting into here and essentially explaining to Hayde everything. He says, it's like, so what happened? Well, that's a bit of a story. And the next shot is of Hayde like pouring himself a drink, and he's like doing a little bit of this, and then kind of, that is indeed a story, Mr. Baxter. Oh, just settle yourself down here. But I just want to understand, or assure ourselves here that everything is all right. I understand that we had a certain, I know that we had a certain understanding of the situation and what you thought Arnav here was up to, and that wasn't the case. I can't say that any of us are very happy about the truth of the situation, but it isn't what you thought it was, and I need to understand here. I need you to accept that Arnav acted in good faith, and that he is still the paladin that you always assumed him to be. I have to lean into that code name at some point in time. So, and for this, I want to compel Hayde to kind of come around on this thing a little bit. And there's a very mechanical reason I want to do this thing. This is just straightforward. Charm, pacify, encourage, barter. Rolling plus heart. He is a contact for me, but that doesn't necessarily do anything. It isn't like a thing where I've got influence over them or anything like that. So I'm simply rolling. But I am gonna take a bonus from Fidget because she is really part of this thing, a part of this organization. And I think that the fact that she's sort of a leader for them holds some weight. So I'm gonna do this. I'm Charm Pacify. And I want Hayd to kind of just accept the reality of the situation and the fact that Arnav wasn't acting in bad faith. He was, but he wasn't acting in his own bad faith. And we'll take a look and see what that has to say about that. So, does he hear me? Does he hear me? Oh, where's my dice roll thing? You guys haven't been able to look at this thing. All right, that is a strong hit with a match. Eights against double sixes. I am very, very happy about that. And even without Fidget's help, happy to note that I would have made that anyhow. So, on a strong hit, they'll do what you want and agree to your conditions. Take plus one momentum. I love that. And for that, I'm actually going to advance things a little bit with my the vows that I have here, because one of the things that I need to do is retrieve Paladin and bring him back to LaGrange Station. I have done that. I literally physically brought him back, but I'm going to say with the hit with a match, definitely bringing him back to LaGrange Station, and I have utterly, as much as possible, I have aligned the administrator of LaGrange, essentially the leader of this faction, at least the local leader of this faction. I have, taken the First Covenant and gotten them on board with the reality of what's going on here. So that lets me advance this whole retrieve Paladin and bring it back to LaGrange Station, because I'd like this to resolve nicely. Seven isn't great, but it's what I'm going to take with. I am also, because I got a hit with a match here, I'm getting them on board with the risk, the whole thing with the Nephilim and the Doulahan and their minions. So I'm going to mark an advance on finding a way to make the Wisps and the Forge safe, because I'm going to take this as the potential that I've got, again, First Covenant as a faction on board, at least in theory, with all of this. Under my connections, I am also probably going to move. Do I have him in here? I thought maybe I had Daniel Hayd in here as a connection, but I don't. Oh yeah, I do. Look at that. Yeah, we're gonna move him along as well, because, sort of explain that. So that move, where are we at here for that? Again, we're gonna go back down here to our connection moves, and strong hit with a match on concluding my thing with Daniel Hayd. Goal, find a person. All right, so he was an just call him an administrator, and I'm not gonna try to make him to like suddenly have a surprise skill. We're just gonna say that he's plus two when it comes to what, I'm gonna say faction leader. That's probably gonna be more helpful to me. Leader, yeah, his descriptions are leader and historian, so he's a faction leader plus two. Great, love that. And that actually does some stuff, doesn't it? Oh, that's exciting. Okay, so let's look back here at some moves, because I've done a few things here. We've had this long conversation. We're gonna have so Hayd gets up and he comes over and he extends his hand to Arnav. Arnav stands up. They shake. They embrace. Welcome back to the fold. It's good to be back. And Arnav's a little bit shaken, but I think, like, we really actually see an actual emotional moment here. I'm sorry for what you, don't say anything about it. You were there at our behest. You were put at risk for the cause, and you've come back to us through that. You're a hero. You're our hero, and you always will be. Welcome back. All right, so good moment there. I think completing a quest to his benefit, we're gonna say blah, 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 save share. Okay, so if you already share a bond with the connection, don't mark progress. Instead, roll plus their rank to learn the impact on your legacy. Great. So I'm going to do that real quick for Arnav. So his rank, I have to keep switching back and forth between these connections. Arnav's rank is dangerous. Cool. And I'm going to roll plus his rank, which is two. So I'm going to roll a roll heart. That makes sense. That's a miss with a match. Gross. Hate that. We're just going to pop back over here and take a look at the move. On a miss, you take no lasting benefit. That's fine. Nothing really comes of that. That's fine. Thank goodness, because that's a terrible roll and I got it out of the way. Okay, so that's developing the relationship. Arnav's glad to be back, but it doesn't do any big stuff for me right now. Forge a bond. Forge a bond. On a strong hit, you now share a bond. Mark a reward on your bond's legacy track according to the connection's rank. Hayd was dangerous. So Dangerous, you get two ticks. Okay, so back over on my legacies, I can do two ticks in the bonds track. Mark, mark. And that gives me two more XP. Fascinating. So we're going to get that over there. Cool. You know, well, I say complete a quest to this. When it's all said and done here, I haven't actually completed the quest, but I will do that now. So we're going to go back over here to my vows. And I am going to retrieve Paladin and bring him back to Lagrange Station. We'll fulfill that quest. We are going to miss. Super. Okay, let's go back. It wasn't a miss with a match. Bring... Fuck, okay. Well, all right. This is all great because I've had, like, Hade is practically in tears and Arnav's back and they're clasping things and bringing him back to Lagrange Station and I go to complete the thing that's done with Seven and no. Fuck you. No, definitely not happening. All right, so let's go back here to the quest moves and talk about fulfilling your vow. When you reach the end of the quest, roll the challenge dice compared to your progress. On a miss, your vow is undone through an unexpected complication or realization. Envision what happens and choose one. You give up on the quest and forsake the vow. You recommit to the quest, rolling both challenge dice, take the lowest value, and clear that number of progress boxes. Then raise the vow's rank by one if it's not already epic. Okay. What does forsake your vow do? Goal is lost. Man, this is tough. Someone else takes advantage. Envision how an enemy gains power. Your reputation suffers. Oh, bugger. Okay, so I don't think forsake your vow is where it's at. This doesn't seem to match up with a lot of stuff here. I mean, theoretically, I could discard Paladin, but he's not an asset as such. No, I don't like that. So we're going to go back over and give up on forsake your vow. Recommit to the quest, roll both the challenge dice, take the lowest dice, clear a number of boxes, raise the vow's rank. So the current vow is retrieve Paladin and bring him back to Lagrange Station. Okay, so my lowest challenge dice is a 1. So I clear one of the boxes, raise it to extreme. Jesus. Okay. And I need a different quest for Paladin now. This was a quest. This wasn't a quest for Paladin. This was a quest for the frickin' First Covenant. Okay, so Hade basically pulls the jujitsu move here and says, thank you for bringing Arnav back to this in a way that I couldn't possibly have envisioned that you would. And I think now that we have done this, you are ready. We are ready to begin the next stage of the mission. And I'm like, sorry, the next stage? What? This is what we agreed to do. The beginning was to bring Arnav to us. What we need now is for you, now that the situation has been fully explained to this, I have never had more clarity as to what needs to happen next. And Arnav kind of frowns, and Bidget, her eyes are already gone wide, and then he kind of has this moment of realization. He goes, you mean the prophecy? Predictions is how they prefer to say it, but yes, the prophecy. We need you to fulfill. I believe you are the only person. You are the only people who can fulfill the prophecy that we have been pursuing for generations. And Arnav and Fidget both turn back to Earl. Earl's starting to, getting ready to protest, winding this up, and they both turn. And it's like, he's absolutely right. That's what we have to do next. It's everything else that we've got. It's all of it. We need to, or it's always been about the Wisps, and it's always been about protecting the Forge. This all makes sense now. Oh, does it? Could you explain it to me? And we are going to complete the prophecy that lies at the heart of the First Covenant faction. We'll say fulfill the prophecy. So what is the prophecy? Do I have oracles for this? Do I have an oracle? Do I have a prophecy oracle? It seems like that would be a thing that you would automatically have, but probably not. Core. Safe vault. Begin cure is the action theme. Safe vault. Begin cure at the safe vault. Okay. All right. All right. Sure. I can work with that. You find yourself saying that a lot in this game. Cool. Cool. They explain that there is a vault that has been... one of the original precursor vaults, one that's never been touched, one that's never been found by any, as far as they know, any other factions, that they've been working on for literally for generations, attempting to unlock its secrets, because their understanding, and they don't really, well, where did you learn all this? It's just information that they have, it's super reliable, that within this vault lies the key to beginning the cure for the scourge that has destroyed the universe, the rest of the universe. Okay, yeah, sure, that sounds entirely achievable. We need you to bring the Wisps to this vault. You want to unlock another precursor vault with the... Did we not just explain... No, it's different. This is different. This is part... We believe, I believe now, after what you've told me, that the instructions that we've been acting on were instructions that were specifically left by the precursors as instructions for whoever would come after and could understand to find a way to undo the vast universal-wide destruction that these creatures have wrought. They couldn't do it themselves at the time. I believe that they laid the trap and pulled these Doolahan, these Nephilim, they pulled these beings into this other space, and now that they are there, which they couldn't have done without also taking themselves away from this universe, now that they are there, they can be affected, which they can no longer do because they had to leave. But we can, and you can be the one who does it. Can I? Wouldn't that be just fantastic? Wouldn't that just be lovely? Yes. Fine. Yes. I'll talk to Kay about it. We believe that this is also a way for them to be safe. Well, I imagine you'd probably say that, one way or the other. Find a way to make the Wisps and the Forge safe from them. You know, maybe. The other thing I need to do is convince Lang and all of this lot to play ball together, LaGrange. And I don't think that's going to be necessarily super difficult, but who knows? Because I just got smacked in the face trying to complete a quest that should have been a slam dunk. So what do I know? We're going to get Lang in here. And so, all right. Well, if this is what you need, I'm going to need a little bit more help than y'all can provide. And we need to get everyone working together. So can you open a hailing frequency to that lead ship out there? Let's get everyone talking. Now, this one's done in the airlock. And Lang, of course, is in his full regalia, like the full battle armor spacesuit type of thing. And there's a lot of formal greeting stuff going on here that I had to quickly kind of bring Hayde up to speed on. So you've got Lang here, this older grizzled guy, and you've got, I think this is kind of funny, honestly, with Hayde because he's a younger guy. And he's trying to, like, do all of this stuff, and Lang is sitting there, like, trying to, you know, with Hayde not necessarily knowing these things other than the way I just coached him, and I'm practically mouthing the words. It's like that parent out in the watching the kid do the Christmas play, and you're like mouthing the lines along because you've memorized them, even if the kid doesn't exactly get them down. And Hayde's trying to do all of this stuff, and I said, you know, I basically come in between the two. I said, you are both leaders of groups that are my strong allies and friends, and we have still a great deal of work ahead of us, and I want to bring both of you together to work together. And frankly, my friend, I think you have been too far out alone in lonely space, away from those who need you. And I think it's time for you to return to your calling and rejoin the world and rejoin us in this undertaking. And you go, and all Lang says is like, pretty words. So I'm gonna try another move. I'm gonna try another compel here, trying to persuade someone. Encouraging. I'm rolling plus heart. I'm still rolling plus heart on this. I'm not trying to fool anybody. I'm not trying to do any of that. I don't necessarily have a bonus on any of this. Well, wait, what do I have here under my assets? I have a diplomat. Does that do anything for me in this case? Where's it at? When you swear an iron vow to resolve a dissonance, when you fulfill your vow on a diplomatic mission. No, that wasn't it. When you make a move to defuse reason, negotiate, add plus one. Oh, yeah, oh, sure. On a miss, you can take a different attack, envision this new approach, reroll all the dice, and add plus two. Score a miss again, face dire complication or blow to your reputation as you pay the price. All right, so I've got an option here. So I'm going to add plus one to the roll, first of all, and I've got an escape route if I completely blow it. So we're going to try this thing, and I almost kind of hope I fail here. I get a plus one on the roll, and we'll take a look at what that does for me. That is a miss. Well, shit. Okay. And so we're going to stick with that. Lang going, well, these are all pretty words, but what does it really mean? Going back over to the move, the asset move. On a miss, you can take a different tack, envision this new approach, reroll all the dice, and add plus two. Okay. And so my switching of the tack is going to be the switch away from charming and encouraging and trying to appeal to his better nature. I'm going to switch to This is such a bad idea. I'm going to switch to iron, which basically gives me exactly the same odds as what I already have because I get a plus two, but my iron is worse. I don't really care because this is what Ur will do. It'd be great if I could switch to shadow and take a plus two because my shadow is good and I'm good at lying. I'm good at swindling. I'm good at like being a fast talker, but that's not what this is about. This isn't about pretty words, all right? This is about saving not just the forge, not just this station, not just your honor. It's about saving the whole damned universe. We're beyond the Wisps. We're beyond Meridian Station. They have a path. Do you understand that? They have a path. You can have your vow, but your path right now has been to sit in the middle of nowhere, avoiding people who need your help. And now, here, they have a route, a path, a calling that could save everything. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's even anything other than just pixie dust. But it's the only plan I've ever heard that might fix everything. And you're sitting there saying pretty words. This isn't about pretty words. This is about a chance. So are you going to take it with us, or are you going to hide and tuck your tail and go back out into the black where nobody can reach you and you don't have to listen to them crying out for help? So obviously he's rolling iron. I really hope this works. It would be great if this works. I even have one more escape route at this point, but I don't think it's probably going to work if we do that. That would be, well, actually, I still have an escape route from this if I need to, but we'll go from there. So threaten or incite, trying to incite, rolling plus iron. I'm taking a two on the bonus here. I don't want What? Oh, burn momentum for, oh, so it's a miss with a match. Miss with a match. This game. Dude, quit trying to fuck with me. But I can burn my momentum of seven, and it gets me a strong hit. And technically, because of the way the system works now, this isn't reflected here, but because of that, it actually gets me a strong hit with a match. Because what it does is it acts as though the way the burning momentum works now is it acts as though your action score is rolled as if it were the momentum that you burned. So I burn a seven, it's like I rolled a seven. Challenge dice stay the same at a five, so it goes with the miss with a match. Okay. Because my other option there was to use one of my assets. I've got an asset here that lets me, a fugitive that lets me, when you make a move, you can rely on your resourcefulness to improve the result to a strong hit. And I could mark that. I've got one more box to mark, but if I do that, basically Meridian shows up right now. Which, as tempting as that is, I will instead burn my momentum and bring that back down to a two and take that strong hit. I'm not really even going to try for a strong hit with a match, but I see Lang's eyes. I see this like fire in his eyes, and I am almost I, there's a moment there where I'm not sure if he is not gonna try to kill me. And he steps up to me, and you can hear the little they do the Foley sound of everybody kind of grabbing their guns and tightening them up, and he comes up right into my face and just. And I'm just staying there. I'm just holding in. Fidget looks worried. Arnav looks worried. Hayd looks terrified. Finally, he says, "All right, that's a good point. You're right. We've been out in the black too long. I don't care for the way you said it, but I'm iron sworn enough to admit that probably wouldn't have hurt it if he'd said it any other way. All right, what's the next move?" All right, so we're gonna go back into one more thing here in the moves. We're gonna go back over into Lang here, and I'm gonna mark another box on his deal for that little exchange. And I'm going to resolve him as well and lock him in as a contact. So he is, that's a strong hit. A little risky doing it at six, but you know, I figured I'd at least get a partial. I don't know why I would think that. My dice never actually do that. But so we're going to move that. And again, I'm just going to keep him straightforward. His role is warrior. I'm going to make him a two on that. And that is just what we're going to do with that. So we have locked in now. We have First Covenant, the leader of the First Covenant in this area on my side, locked in. We have Lang locked in. We've got the Iron Sworn, the ancient Iron Sworn from the Burrow system, locked in as bonds. We have a secret safe vault that we have to get the Wisps to. I have one more thing I have to do here. I just realized. So the last thing that we have to do, and oh, say, I was like, all right. I turn back to Fidget and go, all right, now for the scary conversation. She's just like, she's like, wait, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And we're back on the ship with Kay. And we start with them saying, "I don't understand, Earl. We're here. We're home. We're gonna bring the babies here." I said, "Yeah, no, I understand that. I do. But I said I was gonna make them safe, and I can't make them safe here. Meridian is still coming. They've been attacking LaGrange. LaGrange can't stand forever. And when you got the force of one of those things in their leader's head, he's not gonna give up. And they have resources outside of this system. They'll find a way to call for more. Eventually, they won't be safe here. I think we've got a path where we can make them safe. But for this, we need to keep them with us, and we need to keep moving. Right now, moving is the best way we can do that. And I'm gonna need you to guide me. I need you with me for this. I think we've got a way, but will you stay with me? Will you do this? Can we go for one more leg of a journey?" I'm not really doing a compel here. What I'm doing is I think I'm testing the relationship. Tested through conflict, betrayal, or circumstance, roll plus heart. Share bond, add plus one. But now I've got to test Kay's relationship. Oh man, I don't want to do this. Well, again, let's just see what we got. So we're going to test the relationship. We're doing this. And I'm rolling plus heart. I get a plus one because he is a bond. And I just have to hope. Don't have any momentum. That's a strong hit. Okay. Hell yeah. Okay. So, I have an ability to turn that into a strong hit, but to do that, I've got to, basically Meridian shows up at the worst possible time. So, we're going to go back to move, testing the relationship, and we're going to strong hit, develop your relationship. So, we're going to go back to develop your relationship on a strong hit, mark two ticks on your bonds. On a weak hit, take plus two momentum. On a miss, take no lasting, but that's fine. I'll take the two momentum. That's fine. Of course, Earl, you have taken care of me and I think my family, if I can call them that. I think that's the right word. You have shown me what it is to be a person, a being connected to other beings. The universe is full of beings that we could have that connection to. And if there's a way to do that and save my family, then I will trust you that we can do it. I'm scared. I am worried for the little ones and for myself and for you and for Zebulon, and I'm worried, but I will trust you. I don't know what else I would do at this point, but trust you. Well, that's humbling, Kay. Thank you. All right. So what do we do now? Well, and I'm going to turn around to the bridge here and I'm the helm and I'm going to like flip up like sort of the map of the system. According to our host here at LaGrange, we need to get here. And that's where we're going to stop. So, for those of you who have been with me on this whole ride, most of you, if you're watching here, I can't imagine you haven't been through the rest of this. You will know that Providence Station is one of the first places that was one of the original locations in the system that was generated when we first built this thing. It was Provi, Last Hope and Glimmer, Meridian Station, and I think that was it. Providence isn't connected to anything else. It's got a route out of this sector, and we haven't done anything with it. It's, like I said, it's disconnected from everything else. There hasn't been a reason to go over there until now. And now we are going to that very last location that we've never been in the system, that's been there since not even session one, session zero, and see if we can't find a conclusion to this thing at the first and last of these places, which I think is pretty, honestly, I think is pretty special. Providence Station, location in deep space, population in the hundreds, projects are secrecy and manufacturing. I'll maybe make that into research, but yeah, that's Providence right there. It's just me, it just looked like a Stargate, kind of a firing kind of, okay. All right, so that's where we're gonna stop. We need to go here. Like, that's where we're gonna stop, and that is what's happening. That's what's happening next. I feel like we're getting you know, I'm not gonna say anything. This game keeps telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm just gonna keep going, and we are gonna be back here, hopefully real soon, to find out what's next as we are parked outside of here, outside LaGrange Station, and getting ready to head out to Providence. Okay, thank you all. Session 51 in the bag, along with all the other games, but I'm really glad that this is still one of them. I'm getting a backlog because I've got these other solo games I want to try out, but I need to do right by this one. I want to do right by this one. I'm enjoying doing right by this one. So yeah, we'll be back next time, and we'll keep coming back until we get this thing sorted out. Thanks all. See you soon.